Your host, Myra Leeson, and I'm going to introduce my second guest immediately. Good morning, Clodagh. How are you? And welcome to Near FM. I was telling our listeners that you are Clodagh na Murray. You fundraise for the Malahide and Portmarnock Irish Guard Dogs. Well, first of all, welcome to Near FM.
Thanks very much, Myra, and thanks for having us on.
No problem at all. Now, you have a wonderful poster here for an event that's coming up very, very shortly, this Saturday. And can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, of course. So we're having a fundraiser this Saturday, and it's a par 3 9-hole golf fundraiser. It's actually something that we had held last year as well. This is our second year doing it. And last year it was actually our first in-person fundraiser since the COVID restrictions had lifted. But it was such a great success then that we've decided to run it again this year. It's on in Malahide Castle Sports and Leisure Hub this Saturday. And it's, although it's primarily a golf event, you don't have to be a fantastic golfer or anything to sign up. You can sign up in teams of 2, 3 or 4 people. Come along on the day. It's €20 per person to enter, and then you get 2 raffle tickets with that as well.
That's great.
We have an online page where you can register. If you go to guidedogs.ie/events, you can select your tee off time and you can register your team there as well.
Wow, that's brilliant. And now, anybody that doesn't know where the hub is, can you just tell them, please?
Yeah, of course. If you know the park, it's actually quite near the cricket club. So if you're coming in from the Bridgefield car park, which is just near Malahide Village, if you turn right, you'll see it quite quickly. There's sort of a small golf course, the par 3 course is in there. And you'll see our own stand. We'll have a stand there on the day with all of the guide dogs branding.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, I have to ask you, how much does it cost to train a dog?
It actually costs, it does cost quite a bit. It's actually €5 million per annum to run the charity in total.
Oh, my goodness.
And all of the services that we provide are free of charge. So we are very much reliant on people's generosity and on fundraising. 85% of that funding actually comes from a mixture of fundraising from corporate partners and also from legacy gifts that people leave in their wills. So fundraisers like this are really, really important to us. And they do have an incredible effect really on people's lives. By supporting the fundraiser, you're potentially giving somebody the independence and mobility of having a guide dog or an assistance dog, which can make a huge difference to their lives from day to day.
Clodagh, I had no idea it costs €5 million to run the organisation. And I assume that you are the Malahide Portmarnock branch. So nationwide, isn't it? It's absolutely all over the country.
It is, yeah. We support people all around the country, and there's a good few branches actually around, and I think over 1,700 volunteers around the country. So it's very much a team effort, and we've the headquarters in Cork as well, who do amazing work there.
And I'm going to be very bold now. I'm just going to get back to the website. I don't know if you have it there in front of you. I can call it out myself if you want me to do it. Have you got it there?
Yeah, of course, I do. It's guidedogs.ie/events. And if you go into that, it'll show up all of the upcoming events around the country. You'll see our Malahide Portmarnock fundraiser there. And if you click into it, it brings you to the Shopify link, and that's where you can select your tee off time first and then register your team from there. And of course, you don't have to be a golfer to support the event either. You can buy raffle tickets online too.
Oh, great.
And we've some really great prizes for the raffle as well that have been donated by local businesses and that too. So it's definitely worth entering. You do actually get 2 raffle tickets included as part of the price if you're entering to play golf. And otherwise, they're €5 each. But there are a couple of kind of deals on the website where if you order 6, you get an extra 1 or 2 as well.
Oh, that's brilliant. And Malahide, I mean, the grounds in Malahide are just beautiful. It's just a beautiful location there. And round it off with a nice cup of coffee and hopefully win a prize as well. And that's it. Are you taking part yourself, Clodagh? Do you play golf?
I'm not a golfer, I'm afraid, but I will be helping out on the day, as well as the golf. If anybody is around on the day and would like to drop over and say hello to us, we'll have our stand there as well, and we'll have the merchandise, and we'll have raffle tickets for sale. And you might even get to meet some of the guide dogs as well.
Oh.
Usually at the stand, we'll have a guide dog, an ambassador dog, or maybe a puppy in training. So it's always lovely to see them out and about too.
Oh my goodness. And people can actually, I know there's a gentleman at the top where I live, at the top of the tiny housing estate that I live in, it's tiny, and he for many, many years would take the puppies until they were old enough to go start their training, and which is, I don't know what you call it, fostering the puppies?
Puppy raising, yeah.
Oh, and puppy raising, right, a great word. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're looking for puppy raisers at the moment. We always are, but particularly right now. So that's, if somebody is interested in getting involved and volunteering in that way, they'd absolutely be very welcome. The puppies from 8 weeks old will go into a home, and basically the idea of it is that for the amount of time that they're there, that they're being socialised and they're getting used to all kinds of different situations that a guide dog or an assistance dog might kind of encounter as they're out and about. And just to make sure that they're used to all of those things before they go along to help a client. But there's actually a webinar coming up as well, if somebody would like to get any more information on puppy raising.
Oh, wow.
That'll be on the 29th of September. And it's being run by Irish Guide Dogs nationally. And there's a bit of information about it on the Guide Dogs website on guidedogs.ie. But if you would like to sign up, you can send an email to Erin, that's E-R-I-N, at guidedogs.ie. And they'll send on all of the details then.
That's wonderful. But how long would the dog stay with the host for, I'm not too sure what the word is, they stay with the family?
The puppy raiser, yeah.
The puppy raiser, wonderful. The puppy raiser, yes. How long?
Yeah.
How long do they stay with them?
Well, they get there at about 8 weeks and they move then to the National Training Centre in Cork when they're about 14 months old. So they'd be there for about a year. And obviously they can get a lot of experience in that time. Sometimes it's families with children who might be doing the puppy raising, and sometimes it might be, say, retired people, for instance. Mm. But really anybody who's happy to put in the time and the care that goes into puppy raising would be very welcome to apply.
Oh, that's wonderful. It just came into my head. But at the moment now, Clodagh, we're talking about the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind, and this event is coming up the 17th of September. So the Malahide Port Marnock branch, the 9-hole par 3 fun golf event, the Hub Malahide Castle. And teams of 2, 3, or 4 players, and €20 per person, includes 2 free raffles. And can you just give us that email address again, please, Clodagh?
Yeah, it's guidedogs.ie/events to register. And just if you're going into the website, the first thing you do is you pick your tee off time, and that could be any time that suits you between 9 and 5:30 on Saturday. You add that to your cart and then you register your team with whichever number of players you have.
Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Chloe, I'd like to talk to you again around the 29th of September. I will talk to you when we're finished at the show, and maybe we'll talk more about how the puppies, and just put a word out for anybody to just mind the puppies for 14 months if they want to volunteer. In the meantime, I wish you the very best at the event, and I hope it stays dry. And
fingers crossed.
And from everybody here in Near FM 90.3, thank you very much for coming on this morning, Chloe. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks a million, Myra.